Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com. Are we going to debate Drake May v. Jacoby Brissett every week during the NFL season? I guess probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably, yes.
Why wouldn't you? One's the third overall pick, and the other one's a career backup. And if you're a Patriots fan, you've been trying to replace Brady or trying to get a guy to replace Brady. And so if you got the third overall pick, shouldn't that be a debate every week?
And are you new here? We did this all season last season. When it was Drake May and Bailey Zappi.
No, the people that complain the most about the people that complain the most about the show listen the longest.
Yeah, that's true.
It's science.
I mean, listen, the plan was to go with Jacoby Brissett. That has resulted in your record being 1-1. Mm-hmm. So it also resulted in, from the outside at least, some questioning why the including the head coach, why the team was unable to go downfield, as Gerard Mayo said on this very show on Monday. Right. I think it's entirely logical to question whether Drake May could do a better job with that. And certainly we'll have more, I guess, of a body of work after tomorrow night.
Right, and that's if you're a fan of the Patriots, that's what you should be looking at and thinking about. If you're thinking about that, then I don't know. Your head is buried up your ass.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, didn't week one change everything for you when it came to that? Like,
no.
I'm saying your perspective after week one and a win over the Bengals changed. Like, you look and go, all right, this team can win some football games against what we thought was going to be a good football team.
Which we know is a good football team because they played Kansas City to what? Overtime?
Right.
And
so then you want to, you switch from, all right, if we can, you know, I'll take the over on 4.5 games and they win 6 or 7, then great, it's a rebuild. No, it's like they can contend.
It's not a rebuild. It is, you're right. It's a, but they have the makings of a team that can play good defense, run the football. And when you look at the rest of the league, no team has stood out where you go, it's going to be too tough for the Patriots. Like, tomorrow night, is it possible for the Patriots to go into New York and beat the Jets?
Yes. Yeah, they've beaten them 15-16.
Right. Yes. So when you start to look at that, you start to say, well, then it's possible that this Patriots team could realistically, it's not like we're the Carolina Panthers where you go, we stink.
Right.
They realistically could make the playoffs.
Well, it's unfortunate that it happened, but the Tua injury, when it comes to the division,
opens the door.
I mean,
and also, just to revisit the last season, the first two games they lost to the Dolphins and the Eagles in weeks 1 and 2, we overstated how bad Mac was at the start of last year. He was good in those two games. 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. I mean, the notion that if Jacoby Brissett just does nothing, they'll win every game, I think, is somewhat flawed. Like, we look back at last year is because we saw Mac at the end, but at the start of last season, he wasn't awful.
Yeah.
And we just saw the film from Shime's All-22 breakdown where you look at Jacoby Brissett, there's a good play call, the receiver's open, he has time, but he doesn't pull the trigger. And it looked like it was a 7-man protection. It was basically a 2-man route with, I believe, Shime, the running back, leaking out late.
Correct, yeah. I just sent Mitch a still frame, too, to show you exactly where the passing windows are if you want to see it.
Window nation.
But that's the thing. And so when you look at the quarterback situation, for us not to talk about why the third overall pick is not playing on this team
that could silly.
Maybe add to this passing game, it's just more than silly. Like I said, you got your head shoved so far up your ass, you don't know. You could see your intestines.
Also, all 22, the spices that Chime left out of his mashed potatoes.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with all 22, the number of boneless wings he had at Applebee's.
Chime right. actually looking very slender today.
Thank you, Courtney.
We will be right back.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.